Hello again, guys. This is the podcast. I'm back after several weeks off. Sick twice, but I think I'm back. A lot of things have happened, so let's just jump into some of the news that's out there. Was it the last time? I think it was, that I kind of went off on the people from Michigan who are mocking this poor young girl who was dying. Some more things have happened to this family, and not to the poor young girl, to the family who was mocking her, Jennifer Petkoff. Her husband has lost his job after being suspended. She also has lost two of her children from a previous marriage because they were not living in a productive environment. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed hearing that. It's not very often that I root for bad things to happen to people, but since she might be the worst person since Hitler. I don't think there's been anyone. Well, there's probably been worse people, you know, committing genocide and all that stuff. But she's right up there with that. So, I don't feel bad. I actually enjoy the fact that it happened to her, and I kind of hope more bad things happen to her. Makes me a bad person. She has now apologized, and she just hopes that everyone will forgive her, and that both families can get on with their lives. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope she's miserable for the rest of her life. It's what she deserves. Also, a little thing called November 2nd happened. The elections. Basically, the Democrats lost the House, but kept the Senate, I believe, if my memory's correct here. I don't see this as a big deal. A lot of it, I think, is they won them because the Democrats weren't doing anything. Let's be honest, President Obama has not done enough quick enough for most people out there. And let's be honest, a majority of the public is stupid. There was a reason that they created the Electoral College for the presidency, and that's because our founding fathers realized the general public really isn't smart enough to elect a leader. I mean, they do in a certain way, but let's be honest, they're just not well enough informed. I mean, you can just walk around any store and you see those people out there and you're just like, my God, these people have bread. Because most of the time these stupid people have 15, 20, 40 kids. I don't know. They have a lot of little bastards running around behind them. And it's just obnoxious. And those are the people that are electing our officials. You see them at the tea parties. You see all that. And let's just talk about the tea party while we're at it. They're scary. Maybe I'm wrong, but they actually scare me. Republicans, Democrats, they don't usually scare me. But some of the things that the Tea Party has said over the months leading up to this election it's quite scary. I mean, you have Christine O'Donnell, she's just a nut job. She says they're splicing mice and human brains together. She was a witch. Then she goes on TV and tells people, I'm not a witch, I'm you. Well, listen, lady, I'm not the smartest person in the world. I've been in college for 40, 50 years myself. At this point, it feels like I never finished anything in my life. But I'm not you. I'm a well-rounded, sort of adjusted human being for the most part. You are a nut job who went on MTV talking about masturbating. So, let's be honest, you're not me. You're not normal. Okay? And don't try to act like you're normal. Politicians in general should not try to act like they understand the average person. Because 9 out of 10 of them have not been an average person, sometimes ever, but for a long time. Now, if you or I went and ran for Congress, I could say I'm you to a certain extent. Although, again, I'm not an average person because I have a slight itty-bitty bit of intelligence, unlike the average person out there. And, you know, I am a little wound up about the average people, and I'll get to that here in a little while. But keeping with the elections, you know, you have Rand Paul. First of all, Rand Paul, get rid of the wig or get a haircut or something, because that's either the worst wig possible or the worst haircut possible. Second, don't be a nut job. That's the problem with these people. I don't understand politicians in the fact that instead of trying to unite people and unite, all you hear about are these people who want to keep everything separated. You know, you hear the pundits, you hear the Sean Hannitys and the Glenn Becks and all of them, and you even hear from John Boehner and all of them talking about, we will not compromise. If you don't compromise, you're going to do the exact same thing we've done the last 2 years and get nothing done. You can't go out there and say you're doing what's best for the people and get nothing done, because that's not what's best for the people. You know? And they talk about the tax cuts. Well, we need to do this. We need to do that. What you need to do is shut the fuck up. That's the first thing you need to do. And you need to actually sit down with normal people. And I don't mean going to these town meetings where they screen everybody to come in. No, you walk into a diner, you walk into a Barnes & Noble without a news crew, without a bunch of people, and you say, sir, what's affecting your life right now? And you find out what's affecting your actual constituents, what's affecting the people in the real world out there. And then you go back to Congress, and you sit down in your little subcommittees, and you say, listen, you know, this is what's actually affecting America right now. What's affecting America? The unemployment rate. That's what's affecting America. However, according to the Tea Party, that's not the government's job. So they're not going to fix that, but yet they're going to act like they're going to. It's just a bunch of bullshit, and it's the same bullshit that happens all the time. Now, I am not going to sit here and preach revolution, because obviously there isn't a better system out there. True communism, if we could achieve true communism, that's what we need to go for. But human nature says, I want to be better than the dumb shit sitting next to me. And let's face it, we normally are. But you know what I mean. Human nature says, I always want to be better than the next person. I want to have more. They have one car, well, I want to have two. They have one ham, I want to have two. Because I want to be better. I want to look better. I want to be better than that person. Again, if their true communist society was possible, that's what we should go for. I will, you know, if that makes me a communist, then you know, paint me red. But that's the true thing. But again, we're humans. Human nature doesn't allow that. So democratic policy is the way to go. And I'm saying that we need to overthrow the government, because that's just insanity. But something needs to change. And what I think is the funniest about all this, and this will get me off, is, you know, Obama 2 years ago ran on change. He's going to change the way things are. 2 years later, what did the Republicans run on? Change. So are we going to go back to the way we were? The way we were is what got us in this problem. What we really need, and I mean this, we do need change. But we need to change the people who are going there. Instead of putting these people who have been in there for 20, 30, 40 terms, we need to go in there and we need to put people in there with fresh ideas and who go in there and say, this is what we need to do. Let's sit down, let's compromise, and let's actually get something done for the people, not for us. Unfortunately, the divide has become so drastic that there's the people, and then there's the politicians. Unfortunately, how are you going to change that? I don't know. I'm just a fat man sitting here doing a podcast. I don't have the answers. I see the problems. If I had the answers, I'd be one of the pundits, and I would then no longer be one of us, and I'd be one of them, so I wouldn't see the problems with us. I'd see the problems with them, and I think you see the problem there. I don't think any of that made sense, and that's the way I like it. The reason I'm on a little bender about the average person is, today at Barnes & Noble, well, maybe I shouldn't have said where I work, but you all know, and I don't give a rat's ass, a woman called in asking for a magazine. One of our lovely associates said, we don't have that one, but it looks like we might have one of the others. She immediately said, okay, I'm on my way, and hung up. Okay, that's fine. Great, come on in. Comes to find out, we didn't have the magazine. She went on a goddamn tear in the store, ranting and raving. Now, I had just come off of lunch. I went down to the bar, watched the Patriots pick up a good victory over the always difficult team of the Colts. Tom Brady pulled it off. It sounds like not due to anything we did, but just dumb luck. But hey, a win's a win, and we're going to kick the Lions' ass Thursday. But then again, I'm pretty sure Ace and I together could beat the Lions in a game. So, there we are. I came back in, and some people were looking for a magazine, so I helped them. So she came up to me and started ranting and raving. And I had no idea what was going on. She said, well, I called about this magazine, and now you don't have it. So my first question is, well, what magazine? Maybe I could find it. And at this point, the manager, the MOD, the manager on duty, came up, because apparently she had already worked with this woman. This woman wanted us to actually tell her who the person she was, who she talked to on the phone, so that she could tear this little girl's head off. Obviously not going to happen. I told them MOD later what they should have done. Just said I was the one who called. I sound different on the phone. Yeah, I'm a big, fat, hairy man in person, but on the phone I sound like a little girl. I didn't care. She could yell at me. I would tell her to piss off and get out of my store eventually. And it depends what she would do. Had she been gentle and came in and said, well, you know, I did drive in really bad weather. Is there something you can do for me? We probably would have done something for her. You know, maybe there was another magazine, but maybe it wasn't the $4.99, maybe it was $10. You know what? Probably would have discounted it for, given it to her at the price we quoted, just to keep her happy. But instead she comes in there ranting and raving like a lunatic, so you know what we are going to do? We're going to tell you to piss off. You know, to anyone out there who no longer works in the service industry, which first of all, good for you, because it does suck, because you do have to work with the public. However, I am very good at it, I think, in my opinion, and I get a lot of compliments about it. And I do enjoy it, one, because I get to interact with people, and I don't like to do that normally, but for some reason, in that world of Barnes & Noble and the customer service, I enjoy rambling, in case you couldn't tell, because I'm on a tear tonight, and you've noticed, and I apologize if none of this makes sense, and quite frankly, if you know me, you should expect this. Oh, where was I? Oh, right. If you go into a store, and you're unhappy, don't go in there, guns a-blazing, you're not going to get what you want. You know, the old thing about flies and vinegar and honey. I tried saying it earlier, I couldn't do it, I'm not going to even attempt it now. But you get the picture. The whole thing is, if you go into a store and they don't have what you want, but you calmly explain to them, 9 out of 10 times if you get anyone worth their salt, they're going to do whatever they can for you to keep you happy. There's been a lot of times where someone's come up to me, since I work in the cafe right now, they've come up to me and they'd say, well, I don't know what I want. Well, what do you like? Well, I like mocha. And I like it. Well, I tell you what. Let's get you a marble mocha. If you don't like it, bring it back up. I'll get you something else until you're happy. That's just the way I am. I want them happy, because if they're happy, you know what? They come back and they give me more money. If they walk out and they get their drink they don't like and bring it back and said, sorry, that's what you ordered, they're probably not going to come back again. But that's just me. I'm kind of soft-hearted when it comes to customers, because that's what I want in a customer service environment. What are you doing? My dog is acting all weird. Go away. I don't love you. No one's ever loved you. Anyway, so I am. I'm a little wound up. I also spent 2 hours shoveling our sidewalk because the owners of the complex are too damn lazy to come do it. So I'm tired as well, but I'm wound up. Let's see. What else has happened since I talked to you last? Let's talk about Glenn Beck, one of my favorite people. Glenn Beck, I love that man and his insanity. He unmasked George Soros. Man, I'd never heard of, and don't know why I would. Apparently, this man has toppled governments all over the world, and he's some kind of hedge fund manager or some BS like that, and he toppled Czechoslovakia and all communist countries. Glenn Beck exposed him as the man who's behind it all, and his shadow government, and yada, yada, yada. It's been five whole days, I think, actually, exposing this man to us and letting us know this his evils. He's the puppet master behind it all. Whatever. It's more conspiracy theories from Glenn. The problem is, and this is where Glenn Beck's genius shines through, is Glenn Beck is able to actually take little random bits of information and make it seem like this is something important. And my God, he's right. Because he linked A and B to make C. Well, it has to be true then. When, as Jon Stewart showed on his show this week, you can do that same exact thing with Glenn Beck's boss, Rupert Murdoch, in Fox News, and make them look like the bad guy. Unfortunately, you know, I'm someone who, I'm very fact-oriented. You know, show me the facts, and I'll give you the answers. You can, most of the time, bend the facts to however you want. And I like, you know, I like to reference movies and TV shows a lot, because it's what I do. You know, you look at 12 Angry Men. You know, great movie. Both of them. There's actually a TV movie made later on with George C. Scott and Jack Lemmon as the two main people. Great people like Tony Danza is in it, as is the guy from The Sopranos, whose name, Gandolfini, he's also in it. Just fantastic. And the old man from Batteries Not Included. That's a reference most of you aren't going to get, I'm sure. I don't even know if that movie's even around anymore. Remember the little robots making hamburgers and stuff down in the diner? It was weird. Anyways, but they point out that you can twist the facts however you want to make your side sound right. And that's what Glenn Beck does. But he does it in a way that he's just doing it for you. He's just a common average man. That's all. He's just one of us, just sitting back. You know, and recently he talked about how the men and women in Congress should get paid the same thing as our military. Well, that's probably true. I mean, they do get paid an awful lot of money. For doing very little. I mean, they get 3 months off to campaign to keep their jobs. I can't even get a week off. And they get 3 months off to not do their jobs, to keep their jobs? It's amazing. But he talks about this, and he makes it sound like, you know, and the average American only makes this amount of money, and they, you know, and I can't remember what it is. I think the average American, maybe it's 56,000. We'll say 56,000. We'll say 60,000 to round it up. Let's say the average American, $60,000. And he says, you know, no member of Congress should make more than $60,000 a year. But here's the thing. Did you hear Glenn Beck offering to only make $60,000 this year? Of course not. And God, I can just only imagine if someone like Jon Stewart was to bring that up. Oh, he would hate that. But it's true. So what he's saying is the men and women who decide our future to a large extent should never make more than the average person. But someone who just goes on the radio and talks for 3 hours a day and does a TV show and writes books, oh, he should get millions of dollars. I believe, and I don't know where I got this, and I'm not going to bother to look it up. We'll talk about that here in a minute as well. I believe it seems like Glenn Beck made like $15 million last year. The Glenn Beck empire of his books and everything. He's got like 15 different books. I mean, he wrote a novel, and he's just a genius. I love the man. But I don't see him volunteering to only make $60,000 and give away the rest of his money. Why not? Why should the people, you know, making our decisions for us and making the laws make only the average person, but, you know, a pundit who just talks about that should make more? I found that to be a little skewed, Glenny boy. But again, you are busy ranting and raving and trying to make it sound like you're for us. When we all know, Glenn, like all Americans, like all people for the most part, you're looking out for yourself. You look out for number one first, everyone else second. I'm not blaming you for it, but say it. You know, say, you know, I'm not going to give up my money, but I think they should. Why don't you say it that way? Because no one's going to listen to you if you do. If I was an actual newscaster instead of doing this in my underwear, I would probably say the same thing. Because I do think Congress is overpaid, but I also think people like Glenn Beck are overpaid. But at the same time, I can't blame Glenn Beck for making $15 million. And see, that's the thing. The Republicans and Glenn Beck are always talking about, don't take my money. You know, why should I have to pay more because I get more? Because I made more. But yet, then you turn around and you say, you know, don't take my money, but I'm going to take Congress's money. You know, it's kind of like a little kid. You want your cake and eat it too. It's not that way, Glenn. You can't say, well, you know, we don't want to redistribute wealth. However, we're going to make sure you don't get this money. It sounds a lot like redistribution. Excuse me, it's easy for him to say. Redistribution of wealth to a certain extent. No, we're not taking the money from them. But we're saying you're not going to make this much money. Instead of a minimum wage, it's a maximum wage for them. And his idea of saying, well, if you can make it to where the average person makes $65 million or $65,000 a year, you'll make $65,000 a year. So you know what's going to happen? All they would turn around and do is make minimum wage like $15. We'd see a huge increase on everyone's money, but all that's going to happen is we're just going to handle more money. And let's be honest, that's basically what we do now. You know, you hear your grandparents, and my grandparents say it too. Oh, I remember when a gallon of milk was 15 cents. I remember when a movie was a nickel. It's true. But then again, you know, a movie was a nickel, but you only made a dollar, so you're still paying relatively the same amount for everything. Nowadays, we just handle dollars instead of pennies like they did back in the day. I mean, the math doesn't quite work out, and that's not exactly true, but you get the point I'm trying to make. That's all that would happen. They would just make sure everyone makes a bunch of money, a bunch more, so that they would get more. So you'd be defeating your purpose. A friend sent me a note. You know, I've talked about it, especially if you read my blog, I call myself a broadcast journalist. It's a play off the greatest wrestling manager of all time, Bobby the Brain Heenan. He used to say that all the time, call himself a journalist. And it used to crack me up. So I liked it. If I could be, you know, even a quarter of the man Bobby Heenan was, I'd be a good man. Unfortunately, I'm not. But I do think I have a slight bit of Bobby Heenan in me, and mostly that I will stab you in the back if I can. Ask anyone who's played any kind of games with me. Don't trust me. But sent me an article where, what's his name? Used to be on Channel 1. All Jon Stewart's coming to mind, but Anderson Cooper. Great show. If you don't watch Anderson Cooper, you should. I wish I could find a place to watch Anderson Cooper's show every day. Love Anderson. But I guess on his show was one of the times, and this happened also, where the president Right, the election went over to India. And he was going to spend $20 million a day on this trip. He was taking 40 warships and I think 200 million bodyguards and his wife with him over here. And everyone was just quoting this $200 million a day quote. It was going to cost billions by the end of the trip. But no one could tell anyone where this came from. So Anderson Cooper started investigating and found out where it came from, and no one could substantiate it. I respect Anderson Cooper more and more every day. But I respect him because he did check his facts. And unfortunately, I didn't for this broadcast here because I was just wound up and I just wanted to vent a little bit about the crazies and rant and rave a little bit. And also kind of see if I could do a stream of consciousness kind of conversation that I do sometimes in a podcast. I don't think it came off as well as they do in person with me, so I think I'm thinking too much. I had a great one at work on the stream of consciousness where I went from the Easter Bunny to Santa Claus to leprechauns to Chucky from the Child's Play movies. Is that the movies? I can't never remember what movies they are. I want to say Kid and Play, but they were the crappy rap group that started House Party. And we all know what you smell at that point. I think at this point I'm going to stop my ramblings. As I say, this was not a planned out one, more of a stream of consciousness. If you enjoyed it, let me know. I can try to do more. If you want more, like I've done in the past, let me know as well. I plan to do more podcasts in the future now that I'm feeling sort of kind of healthy again. So watch for them, enjoy, and let me know what you think about this one. You can email me at thefatmanpodcast, all one word, at gmail.com.